The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the conclusion of the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons. They will speak new languages. They will pick up serpents and with their hands. If they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover." So then the Lord Jesus, after he spoke them, was taken up into heaven and took his seat at the right hand of God. But he went forth and preached everywhere what the Lord worked with them, and confirmed the word through accompanying signs. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
It's so true, the word of Jesus. I'm not the person who works wonders. Those wonders come from my pastoral work. I remember in my very first year, still a new priest, just a couple of months, and I was sent to the hospital. By that time, I worked in St. Mark's Church. And arriving, find out the person is very sick. And I asked the people, the relatives, "Why do you now just call a priest? Why not earlier?" And then they were scared. Don't tell him. He's dying. You know, by that time, only dying people receive the last unction. You know what? After the unction, a couple of days, he left the hospital. Another case, a young woman really dying of the cancer of the blood. And she was a Christian. Since the last days of her life, I said, "Would you like to receive Holy Communion?" She said, "Yes." "So you have to become a Catholic." So she said, "Yes." So I called the diocese. The bishop gave me permission to confirm her and to give her Holy Communion, thinking not to meet many times, so she will die. You know what? After the receiving confirmation and the Eucharist, she got recovered from cancer of blood. And eventually, she got married and got children. That happened. It's time not working miracles. But Jesus promised, I'm accompanying you. It's Jesus who works. One last thing. Before I came back to Hong Kong, I was still in Toronto. One of my friends from the parish he's from Sri Lanka, is an old man, younger than myself, but he's still old. Then one evening, "Father, just come. What happened? My wife is very sick. Please, anoint her. Unction, give her unction. Anoint her." So I went there, prayed together, give her the blessing, of course, with unction, communion. By 9 o'clock in the evening, the gentleman called me, Peter, she can speak. I didn't know that she could not speak because she got cancer of the throat. For 3 months, she couldn't speak anything. But from that night on, she started to speak again. You see? Jesus is really working. It's not only for me. You too. Everybody can work miracles. Miracles in a sense, if it's the will of God, you can work miracles. Miracles don't necessarily got sick and got healed. But miracles, people, through your words, your consolation, they revived. They got the spirit to start again. You can do that. It's important. You have to ask every time when you pray for people. Ask the Lord a special grace. He works. Jesus, all these words are not only for the priests. For all those who follow him, they give us the strength. At times, works of miracles. So I'm not talking about to present our religion just in a miraculous way, but it helps. What's more important, Jesus might teach one of us to follow him, to preach, and follow the word of God is more important. Many times forgot about the word of God. We can say our prayer, daily prayer. At times we forgot, too tired. There's no space for relationship with the Lord. We are too preoccupied with so many things. And Jesus really hurt. He never left us alone. Although he ascended in heaven, but he lives among us, with us. He promised to be with us. He never left us alone. He sent Holy Spirit. His Spirit of love. Where there is love, there is God. So, important, you start again. Remember, Jesus invited each one of us in your situation, in your family, in your groups. Start to live like him. Jesus is always the first one to love. Jesus is the one who always loved unconditionally. That's the gospel. The real message of the gospel is to love. I give you a new commandment. Love one another as I have loved you. So try to learn to love a way, being always the first one to love. When there is nobody clean the thing, you do it. You clean it. When there's nobody doing that thing, sometimes some work nobody would like to do, you, the first one to do it. That's, and lastly, unconditionally, You did something good, don't expect return. That's how you got the freedom. Many times we do things in order that people appreciate us. That's not the way of Jesus. That's why we lose our peace, because we try to love, but with conditions, especially the family. We do so many things, and nobody appreciates. Many times quarrels comes out because you find yourself you are the one who looks so many things and no appreciation. There is the peace. Jesus, He sent us. This is a mission. Like Him, be another Jesus. And we are be another Jesus. So we pray that His presence is really in us. Also now we have 17 young people. We promise to serve the altar with love, like Jesus. So we pray for them, and we hope that sometime, somewhere, one or two or three or four, to become priests in the altar. That's what our expectation.